Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to CJRO Radio Local News. On January 14th, 2026, Ottawa City Council voted 20-5 to authorize senior staff to finalize the purchase of a 192-hectare private landfill site known as the Capital Region Resource Recovery Center, CRRC, in the city's rural southeast. The city does not intend to use the site as a landfill immediately. It will be developed according to future council direction, with further studies on waste management solutions like incineration or waste-to-energy technology. That will be used to fund the purchase, which may lead to short-term increases in garbage fees on property tax bills. The Casbah Springs Community Association and local residents are pushing back against the city's bid to buy the landfill. They've raised concerns about the potential impacts on their community. Their feedback highlights worries about things like environmental effects, truck traffic, neighborhood character, property values, and the site proximity to sensitive areas. Councillor Skalski will be hosting a series of town halls across the ward. For residents of Casbah Springs and Vars, she will be present at the Casbah Springs Community Center on February 5th from 6:30 p.m. These town halls are meant to be easy kitchen table style conversations where residents can catch up and chat about what's going on in our communities. It will be a chance for everyone in the community to stay connected and ask questions in a relaxed setting. Councillor Skalski will walk through what's new at City Hall, what decisions are coming up, and what the 2026 plans and investments look like for our ward. The first power transformer has arrived on site at the new Hydro Ottawa Lower Carbon Piperville substation. This is a major step forward in the Piperville Municipal Transformer Station project. It marks the beginning of a critical phase as Hydro Ottawa continues construction and commissioning. The Piperville Municipal Transformer Station project proposes to construct a new 27.6 kilowatts municipal transformer station at the intersection of Piperville Road and Farmers Way, and to connect the new power station to Hydro One's existing 230 kilowatts transmission line, also located on the west side of Highway 417. The station will energize later this year, helping strengthen reliability and support growing demand in the community. The Casbah Springs Optimist Club is ready for another fun and busy carnival weekend. From January 23rd to January 25th, everyone is invited to enjoy live music, curling competition, good food, family bingo, and a bake auction. It is the best opportunity for everyone in the community to gather in a welcoming and fun environment. For a detailed schedule of the carnival, check out the Optimist Club Facebook page or the carnival booklet, which was delivered to all Casbah Springs residents in December. You can also listen to an interview with Lucy Regimbal, treasurer of the Casbah Springs Optimist Club, about this year's carnival on CJRO Radio Local First program. Sarsville Carnival will take place on January 31st. The Sarsville Community Association invites residents to enjoy a full day of fun activities, including a chili and dessert contest, a curling competition, a pancake breakfast, and mini Olympics. For details about schedule and how to sign up for the curling competition, check out Sarsville Community Association webpage. Russell Township Fire Services Station 12 is proud to introduce its new Pumper Rescue Fire apparatus. Purchased at a cost of approximately $800,000, this modern apparatus will enhance emergency response capabilities and support the continued safety of both residents and firefighters. The new unit replaces two aging apparatuses that have reached the end of their service life, helping to maintain a reliable and efficient fleet. On January 6, 2026, firefighters from Station 11 and Station 12 gathered to welcome the new apparatus with a traditional push-in ceremony. This long-standing fire service tradition dates back to the 1800s, when horse-drawn fire engines were pushed back into the station after returning from a call. Russell Township Fire Services would also like to recognize and thank Battlesheet Industries Ltd. based in Vars, Ontario, for manufacturing this new pumper rescue. Their craftsmanship and commitment to quality have helped ensure that our firefighters are equipped with a safe, reliable, and modern emergency response vehicle. On January 13, the Casper Springs Optimist Club lost a prominent in its founding president. Gaston Desjardins passed away peacefully Monday, January 13, with his family by his side at the age of 78. Our condolences go to his wife, Jacqueline Desjardins, and to his family. Gaston was the brother of two of the Optimist members, Denis and Jean Desjardins, uncle to José Desjardins, and great-uncle to Émilie Schiemann, as well as cousin to many of the club's members. Gaston's celebration of life will take place on February 6th. Rest in peace, dear Gaston. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.